Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
Should anyone other than a dentist have permission to use this, a drill, in your mouth? That's become a heated question in healthcare. Two states license so-called dental therapists. They're professionals with more training than hygienists, but less than dentists. They perform common procedures such as filling or pulling teeth. Some advocates say there's a clear need, especially among the poor, for dental therapists in Massachusetts. WBUR's Martha Biebinger looks at when or if we might see them here. And she begins our story in a converted gas station that is now a dental clinic for low-income women and children in Minneapolis, Minnesota.
He's got a little primary tooth here that does not want to wiggle out.
Christy Jo Fogarty peers into the cap and cavity-filled mouth of 5-year-old Valentino Cotton.
You're getting so big. Got to have room for those grown-up teeth.
Fogarty is the first advanced dental therapist in Minnesota since the state approved licensing these providers in 2009. The idea behind dental therapists, as we've seen with nurse practitioners, is that they will cover basic services and leave more complicated cases to dentists. Fogarty is licensed to replace crowns, pull teeth, and take care of fillings.
If anything during the procedure I'm not sure about, I'll just stop the procedure, grab the dentist, and say, what do you think? Sometimes they'll come in and take a look at it, agree, disagree, and we go from there. It's very collaborative.
But it wasn't that way when Fogarty arrived 6 months ago. The Minnesota Dental Society fought creation of mid-level dental providers, and dentists in this clinic initially refused to work with Fogarty. Dr. Thomas Spray, who is supervising Fogarty today, says she's working out well, but he still feels a bit threatened by the change.
Just to the idea of somebody to be able to do a lot of the stuff that we are doing with less schooling is maybe a little unsettling, but as long as these providers don't become competitors with us, If they become competitors with us, they can certainly charge a lot less than we do and might create a problem for us financially.
Dental therapists are paid about half of what dentists make. They have roughly 2 years more training than hygienists, but 2 years less than a dentist. In Minnesota, dental therapists can only practice in offices where at least 50% of the patients are low income. Many dentists won't see patients covered by public assistance programs because the reimbursement rates are so low. Sarah Wovja, executive director at Children's Dental Services, a network that includes this Minneapolis clinic, says with dental therapists, she can double the amount of care at half the price.
This initiative is really the best that I've ever seen in healthcare reform. It's cost effective. It's high quality. It's utilizing dental hygienists and bringing them to a different level where they can fill a gap in a need for care.
In Massachusetts, 1 in 6 residents lives in an area with a shortage of dental care, according to the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services. That includes parts of central and western Massachusetts, Cape Cod, and many low-income urban communities. In addition, almost 750,000 low-income residents on MassHealth have coverage to get their teeth cleaned or pulled, but that's it. Healthcare advocates are pressing the legislature to restore full dental benefits. Dr. Charles Silvius, president of the Massachusetts Dental Society, says dental therapists are not the answer for patients who can't get care.
We're almost setting up a 2-tier system of care. People who are geographically located near a dentist or have the ability to pay for it are going to be treated by dentists, and those who are more remote or possibly don't have health care coverage are going to be treated by non-dentists. And I don't think that's moral or ethical.
And Sylvia says the idea that some procedures are routine and others aren't is misguided.
Talking about a routine extraction, it can be oxymoronic. If you're just trained as a technician, if you get outside of those parameters, you may be without a rudder and not know what direction to go.
That's a taste of the debate we can expect in Massachusetts if this idea of dental therapists, which is on the table in Vermont, New Hampshire, Maine, and a half dozen other states, comes to Massachusetts. Here, some healthcare advocates say dental therapists may be an important part of the state's effort to control healthcare costs. David Jordan is with the Boston-based healthcare advocacy group Community Catalyst.
We're going to need to look at a way to provide cost-effective care and look at providers that we can afford. And dental therapists are going to cost less to employ.
Jordan says dental therapists are especially effective when used in schools to catch problems before they turn into costly and painful emergencies.
Come around. Is that tickle?
That did tickle.
That's a tickle, sorry. The stainless steel crown on A has got a occlusal problem, a little perforation.
Back in the dental chair in Minneapolis, Spray, the dentist, and Fogarty, the dental therapist, discuss Valentino's treatment. While this five-year-old tests what some call a paradigm shift in dental care, his grandmother, Bessie Pierce, lays down her own law.
Got to brush teeth and floss.
Hey.
No candy.
Okay.
No more candy done.
Gee, maybe a little candy is okay as long as you brush and floss. Perhaps there is some middle ground as families take care of their teeth and the state looks for the best way to care for all dental patients. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Martha Biebinger.
We had help with this story from reporter Sasha Aslanian at Minnesota Public Radio. Should Massachusetts allow dental therapists? To comment, go to our blog, Common Health.